closer.
But you're not eating.
I had bugs for lunch. Give me your hat.
Why?
Because I'm going to puke in it.
That guy's dead. You better believe it.
Well, I believe it, all right. But if he jumps up again like he did before, I'm going to get the hell out of here.
Hold it right here! You men from the bank?
You wash his bar?
Yes, sir. Daddy told me I'm to shoot who's ever from the bank.
Well, we ain't from the bank, young feller.
Yes, sir. Mostly supposed to shoot folks serving papers.
We ain't got no papers, neither.
I nicked the census, man.
Now there's a good boy.
But the worst thing I ever done, they mixed up all his fake puke at home, and then I went to this movie theater, hid the puke in my jacket, climbed up to the balcony, and then this is that I made a noise like this. And then I dumped it over the side on all the people in the audience, and then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other. I never felt so bad in my entire life.
Mom, they're gonna like this kid, Mom.
Hit puree!
You remind me of a man!
People are here, chairs are set up, microphones are set up. What the hell? Why don't we record a goddamn podcast? It is once again time for your favorite podcast, whether you like it or not. That's right, it's the Son of G's Half Hour, Power Hour, awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier, which as far as the Postal Service is concerned, is located in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here come all your favorite dumbasses with more of that dumbass talking stuff that they like to do. And now here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com. It's Derek Knight with the Son of G's Half Hour, Power Hour.
Can you believe that Goonies is 25 years old?
That makes me sad.
I remember what we were doing that summer. I remember seeing that movie several times. Now I'm old. Now you're old, you're old, you're old. You've always been old. Hi, I'm Derek Knight with sonofcheese.com. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Yes, we are back again. Colin Burton from fizzlingpop.com is sitting in his rightful place on my kind of front right.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi. My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Hola.
Ray Louie, who likes to eat food, has joined us.
Hello.
And Jason Ozant from RedRumRadio.com.
What's up?
You know, stuff.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was Bring Your iPad Day.
It is. Colin has the just the Wi-Fi iPad. Ray has the 3G iPad. I don't have an iPad because I have an iPhone. And why spend $700 on an iPhone blown up to a bigger size? It's, at this point, I can't justify it. But you wouldn't have an iPad anyway because you're a Verizon guy.
I'm a Verizon.
Yeah.
It's so all Droid.
So you've got Droid.
Wait a minute.
Droid, iPhone, iPad, iPad, iPhone, iPod.
Yes.
You have an iTouch.
I do.
So at least you could at least pretend you had an iPhone.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm a Sprint guy.
You are a Sprint guy, but you got the iPad because you're a Mac guy.
Okay.
And we like Mac guys. Nothing against you. Nothing against you.
You know.
I know.
Come around someday. I'll come of age.
You will. He'll grow up, buy a Mac. No, actually, I don't know. Is Mac grown up or is it just because the PC's harder? Is that grown up?
Harder?
Harder to use.
Oh, I thought you meant like tougher.
Yeah. Ooh, no. Yeah. Slightly elongated. It's excited. No, anyway. So did you...
That was bad. That was really bad.
Did you do your... You did your live show last night?
Yeah.
How'd that go? Did you get stinking drunk?
No,
Are you still laying off the booze?
Oh God, Derek, that lasted all of like 3 days.
I knew. I knew. I knew it wouldn't last for too long, just because. I mean, I'm not saying that you're just a drunk, but you're a drunk.
So, yeah,
and you know, join the club.
Yeah,
drunk.
No.
Potential drunk, former drunk.
Yeah,
Colin used to drink a lot when he was in the Air Force, and now you know, look where that got him.
Well, the Air Force. That's what you do, right?
Yeah, that and fly planes.
I'm kidding.
Fly plane, drop bombs, fall into vats of Freon.
Yeah.
All the things that you've done. We'll have to go over all the ways you've tried to kill yourself in another show. But
I think we have in previous shows, though.
Well,
it's not like I've been trying lately.
No. It's not like an episode, or not like the movie Better Off Dead. your entire life. But Heather and I are now son and daughter of a celebrity.
I'm actually a celebrity in my own right.
Well, I mean, you know, so aren't we all? But our mother was featured as the Broncos Country Citizen of the Month. Yay. With a write-up in Broncos Magazine. And a picture. Apparently, this was all behind her back. How did you make this happen?
Okay, when even Max is happy, yay, Nana! When I was laid up with my broken leg, I didn't have anything else to do but surf the web and play around on Facebook all day long.
Yeah.
So on the Broncos Facebook page.
So in between setting high scores on Bejeweled.
Yes, and fixing my farm on Farmville, I was surfing around on Facebook, and the Broncos page on Facebook said, we're looking for, you know, Bronco fanatics to be our Broncos Country Citizen of the Month. If you or someone you know is, you know, definitely this person, drop us a line.
Yeah.
And tell us why. So I did. And a couple weeks later, I got an email back from this guy that said, oh, we'd love to feature your mom. How can we get a hold of her? Tell us more about her. So that's what I did. And it took months, but then I finally got a hold of her.
Yeah, I remember initially when you told me about this, it was, it seemed like, oh, it's going to happen. And then it just never happened.
Yeah,
but then it suddenly happened.
And, yeah, suddenly it did. It's like I had forgotten about it. And then the guy finally called and interviewed her. And then after he interviewed her, he emailed me and asked for a picture. So I sent a couple of pictures of her that I had taken of her at the Bronco games and didn't tell her about the picture. So the picture was a big surprise.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was really kind of a surprise because she got the magazine and just decided to read it. And holy crap, there she is.
There she was,
Yeah, and it was a nice little article, a little bit of hyperbole, but, you know, that's how writers are.
Yeah,
you know,
but they
engage in the hyperbole. But they did mention
Max
you, which was a lot of hyperbole, because in the article specifically it says she loves going to the games with her daughter, Heather.
She now, most especially loves going to the games.
Which, as we well know, that's definitely hyperbole. But she does give Max a shout out saying that he will soon replace her as her favorite go-to for the games. She's been asking to take him to a game since he was born, and his attention span for sporting events is not quite there yet. I mean, we tried last year to take him to a Rockies game, and that was pretty much a disaster. Recently took him to a Sky Sox game, and he did much, much better, but still the attention span for a full sporting event, not quite there.
Probably 5 more years.
At least. That's what she asked me yesterday. When do you think he'll be ready? I said, about 15. I think would be perfect.
And she's thinking four.
She even asked, what did she ask last week? You think he's ready for a movie?
Oh, yeah.
You mean in public with other people in the theater? No.
Well, how did the drive-in go?
The drive-in went fine, but he could also crawl into the car, and it was supposed to be past his bedtime. So our grand plan was that he would sleep through the whole thing. Guess who didn't sleep? Max. So yeah, that was so we could only stay for one movie, but it worked much better than a regular theater because you can just stash him in the car.
Stick him in the trunk,
pretty much. Well, yeah, it's the hatchback. You just bury him under some blankets and sit on him. No, that would be abuse. Anyhow, all of this yakety yak aside, we are going to talk about food because Ray is here in honor of Ray and his love. And Ray brought me tacos today.
Yes, I did.
Not just tacos, but lengua tacos. Tongue.
Colin.
You don't have too offended a look. You like the lengua?
Do you like a tongue taco?
Doesn't sound too tasty to me, but
that sounds horrible.
It's their own.
It's beef tongue, okay?
It's dirty.
Is it beef tongue? Yeah, it is beef tongue.
It's beef tongue.
It is. It's beef tongue. So it's cow. You know, just like the noble Native Americans, we should use every part of the animal.
I think, like, it's better to not know what you're eating if you're going to eat stuff like that.
Well, but you'd have to know because you'd have to order it. You have to say, I want that there.
Like, well, you said a different name for it.
Lingua.
That doesn't say tongue to me.
It does to me. Lingua. Linguistic.
Well, it will now.
You will forever be scarred. Yeah. But no, it's actually good. It's tender and flavorful. And in fact, there's a little taco place I go in Denver that, in fact, since the topic is best fast food, in our opinions, I'm going to start.
Okay.
There is a place in Denver that I go to once a month when I go to Freak Train. And Freak Train is at the Bug Theater at 37th and Navajo. And across the street, there's this crappy little Italian place called Patsy's. And it is crappy. One dish on their menu that I enjoyed. But it's crappy. The service is usually bad. And there was, about a year ago, went for the Memorial Day show, because it's last Monday of every month, and that will fall on a Memorial Day in May. And guess who's closed on Memorial Day? Patsy's. But this little taco shop called Los Carbonchitos, which is over around, it was about a block and a half up in a really crappy neighborhood. It's called Los Carbonchitos.
Crappy neighborhood.
What's that? Well, the whole, no, but I'm like, this is a crap. This is the kind of place that you have to carry a gun. But it was open, and I had looked at the menu online, and it's a very extensive menu and painfully authentic and very good and very inexpensive, and they're very friendly, and the service is great, and the food is great, and they serve tacos, but... and burritos and all the, you know, they serve a lot of stuff. They serve all kinds. I mean, Los Carbonchitos, C-A-R-B-O-N-C-I-T-O-S. You can look them up. There's, I think, four locations in Denver, all in crappy neighborhoods. And I used to take Terry, and I'd beg him, just tell them your name is Gonzalez. So they'll let us in. But I like to get now, I've kind of, they serve al pastor, which is a marinated pork served with pineapples, and it's really good in a taco or a burrito. And they've got rice and beans. My favorite is costilla or cabeza. Costilla is rib meat, since you want to know what you're eating. But
I said I'd rather not know.
I know, exactly. That's what I'm telling you. Costilla is rib meat, but cabeza is head. Just head meat. You know, just, I don't just shave off.
Is it real head meat, or do they just kind of like...
No, it's from the head, man. Okay. Yeah. It's sometimes shaved off the head of an animal.
Sometimes they'll say head meat, and then it's not really head
meat. Well, it's... Let me put it this way. It's not lengua. It's not costilla. It's not anything that I've ever had. It's similar to lengua in its tenderness, but it's different in flavor and slightly different in texture. So it's not any other meat.
It's cheek meat.
Well, that's from the head.
Yeah.
It's close. Yeah. It's cabeza. They sell cabeza taco. If you want to get, it might be the only head you get all night, so go get a cabeza taco. I mean, and I've told that joke on stage. But so that's one of my very, very favorite things in all the world is Los Carbonchitos in Denver, Colorado. Colin!
Oh, let's go to someone else.
Favorite fast food.
Colin doesn't play favorites.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're a lot like Justin in that sense.
Oh, no.
Well, what about on Rudy's?
That's not really fast food.
Especially
and especially now.
Okay.
That they've moved, they're a real sit-down restaurant.
Yeah,
Heather.
Well, I like the breakfast burritos at La Casita.
Those are good. And they're not even burritos. They're called breakfast tacos.
They originally called them tacos. Huh?
They are burritos again.
Yeah.
They say tacos on the menu.
No, it used to, but it doesn't anymore. Now that they changed their menu board, now they say tacos. Or no, they say burritos. they say burritos.
Anyway, they're good. In fact, their lunch at La Casita, which is, you know, it's actually... It seems local, but I guess it's a chain out of San Antonio or something. So who knows how many locations there are in the country, but they're good. You're right.
Yeah.
Tasty. Lunch is terrible, but breakfast is good.
They're middle of the road Mexican food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's definitely gringo. I mean, it's gringo food, but it's made by Mexicans.
Okay, then. Taco Star. It's really good fast food, I thought.
Really?
Did you like it? You didn't like your tostada?
Oh, no, I hate Taco Star. Taco Star's gross. He's gross. It's oily. Yeah, it's the one where, it's that one.
I wasn't that impressed last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, go to hell.
Okay. Thank you. Heather.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Ooh. Yeah, a lot of people like the Chick-fil-A. Closed on Sundays, though. See, that's the worst part.
I know.
Is I often get a hankering for the Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. And then you're like, oh, no, damn you, Truett Kathy, for being so religious. And
exactly.
Then so you can't go and get a... You know, thing of nuggets or like
and
nice
the waffle
grilled sandwich.
Fries and
They're okay. Yeah.
See, Dad was talking. Dad said he hates the waffle fries.
I don't mind them because they have honey packets, and so what I do is I make this dipping sauce out of ketchup, mustard, and honey, and you whip that all up, and you have to kind of sacrifice a fry as a stirring implement. But it makes them tolerable.
Yeah, is it real honey? Or is it that honey like stuff that they've
like
now got at Popeyes?
Clover? No, it's not like that. Corn syrup, honey flavored. No, it's like clover
it's
honey.
Real honey. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know, obviously, picky about your honey.
Yes.
But I'm picky about my maple syrup. So I won't eat at IHOP.
I don't eat much maple syrup.
Yeah. Well, you would if it was real. You'd probably develop quite the affinity for maple syrup if you were eating real maple syrup.
Probably. $10 a bottle makes it.
You should have. Jesus, you were in Canada. But that's more East Coast. You were on the West Coast.
They still sell it.
Well, sure, they sell it because for tourists.
They sell it
here. I'm in Canada, boy. Where's the syrup? You know,
call Dad. Did him to bring some back from Canada.
But he's going to Alaska.
But he's going through Canada?
Yeah, but the West Coast. I want the East Coast syrup.
Is he driving all through Canada or he's taking cruise?
They drove up. My aunt and uncle have an RV that they keep in Grand Junction over the winter, and then they're driving it back up to Wasilla.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he's driving with them and cooking for them. So they're going up the Alcan, and then he'll fly back home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a fun little vacation for him.
That's a long vacation.
Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway.
He's got the time.
Where were we?
We're talking about Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. What's your favorite thing on the menu at Chick-fil-A?
The nuggets and the waffle fries.
The nuggets and the waffle fries.
Heck yeah.
Ray.
Huh.
You're legendary for your eating prowess. Oh, I've seen you in like record time devour an Irish breakfast at Jack Quinn's.
Well, I just finished a breakfast burrito from the taco shop.
Yeah.
When I left you the text message on the way here.
Yeah.
I finished it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that was it. I'll be about 10 minutes late. And the reason was because you were stopping to get food.
Exactly.
How apropos. So what's your favorite fast food of all time?
Let me start with this. This past couple weeks ago, I was in Canada.
Yeah.
Stopped by Costco. In Canada, they have something called poutine.
Poutine? That sounds poutine. Dirty, man.
Well, it is dirty in a way.
Okay.
It's fries.
Yeah.
It's cheese curds.
Whoa.
And it's gravy.
Ugh. That's
very distinctive, interesting taste.
Yeah. Is it like good gravy?
No, not really. It's cheap gravy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But
Jesus.
It is like the national.
It's like lumberjack food.
Yeah. National junk food for Canadians.
Holy hell.
And I think you can get it across Canada anywhere because I was talking to a friend.
Yeah.
Mine. He said, oh yeah, I used to eat it when I was in Toronto.
It sounds like a mistake. It's just like, oh, crap, I dropped cheese curds in the fries. Oh, hell, serve them anyway. They won't know there. And
exactly.
We'll cover it up. Then they'll never see it with gravy then. So, sure, eh?
That's perfect.
I don't know. That just doesn't sound right to me. But then again.
Hey.
So that's your new favorite thing.
That's not necessarily my new favorite thing, but I just want to bring that up. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing is out of Victoria, British Columbia.
Oh, okay. Mr. International.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Redfish, Bluefish.
Okay. So it's a Dr. Seuss restaurant.
Yeah, in a way.
Do they serve Zans?
It's out of the Victoria Fisherman's Wharf.
Okay.
And it's out of like a trailer, basically a semi-trailer. And they basically serve probably the freshest salmon tacos.
Salmon tacos.
Yes. Fresh salmon tacos.
See, I'm not a big fan of salmon.
Until you have these, you will be a fan.
Okay. Well, I'll reserve judgment then. So, salmon tacos out of British Columbia.
Yes.
Okay.
And last but not least, In-N-Out.
Oh, God. No, I'm not going to just let that go by.
Dang it.
I know that... tell me what the big effing deal is about In-N-Out.
In-N-Out is the best hamburger. Do not beat me.
Until you say something true, I'm not going to stop.
It is.
It's not the best hamburger.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not even the best hamburger. It's not even close to the best hamburger.
It is the best hamburger.
Now, that place in Vegas has the best hamburger.
Well, that place in Vegas is pretty goddamn good. Yeah.
But that's not fast food.
No, it's not.
This is fast food.
This is really a sit-down place. Even the best fast... It's not even the best fast food hamburger.
You name the best fast food hamburger.
Well, I can name you better fast food hamburgers. I mean... But you go ahead.
Yeah.
And please extol the virtues of this In-N-Out that you love so much.
Juicy.
Okay. I had an In-N-Out. I tried
flavorful.
It. And it was nothing special.
You were drinking too much, so all the taste buds were gone.
The best fast food hamburger I have ever had, and I know people that will back me up on this, is the, what is it?
The ultimate burger
at Jack in the Box.
Hell yeah.
Jack in the Box, actually... You know, the funny thing is, years and years ago, there were Jack in the Boxes all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And then they closed down because of that whatever food poisoning thing. Now they're back. And they're
better
pretty darn
than ever.
Good. They are better than ever. But this Ultimate Burger.
They're like Jason that they back from the grave.
That's right. You know, you just can't keep them down. But the Ultimate Burger is, I mean, now depending on what you like, I mean, if you like those anemic little California style things, I guess I could see how you would think that that's the best.
Okay.
But this is a nice, thick, double patty, and juicy. You want to talk juicy? It's juicy, and it's got, like, it's good. It just tastes good. I mean, the Papa Burger at A&W is better than
In-N-Out. Oh, please.
Anything at A&W is better than...
That is one of the worst burgers. A&W does not know how to cook.
A&W's good food, man.
No, they're awful.
All-American food.
All-American prep food, yeah.
We will have to agree to disagree. And we're leaving out. Are you having trouble with your headphones?
No. Well, I was, but.
No, why would I be?
Figured out.
Okay, see, you got your mic stand figured out. You got your headphones figured out. You could take a cue from him.
Yes, yes, yeah, I know.
Just touching stuff and messing stuff up. Anyway, I know if people would take a gander at the room, they'd probably say he doesn't eat much fast food.
But love my fast food. Yeah, some of the worst, actually.
So please enlighten us as to what's your favorite fast food.
Oh my God, and it bugs me because you can't get them around here, but suddenly you can get them up in Denver. I love Long John Silver's.
Oh, me
really?
Too.
You know,
they have the best tasting grease ever.
Well, I'm going. but that's just for me. But like, if you were to talk to my wife, her favorite thing in the world. And Captain D's, in my opinion, Captain D's and Long John Silver's are interchangeable. Now, you can disagree with me, and I'm sure you
absolutely
will.
Absolutely not. They are so different.
But her favorite thing in the world is not even the food, but just the crap shit crunchies that are left over
right?
that
Those
fall off the fish. So please explain to me. Now, I remember going to Long John Silver's as a kid, and A, fast food fish places just on principle freak me out. But please explain why Long John Silver's is so goddamn good.
They're grease.
Okay.
There's something about the hush puppies, the planks of fish and the fries
planks
all just taste all together.
And you can pour the malt vinegar on the fries. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
The malt vinegar. It's just,
and you don't even like seafood.
And how can you compare Captain D's to
Long John Silver's?
Yeah, they are so different.
See, in my mind, they're pretty much the same joint.
It is totally different.
Okay. So please explain how. I'll let him do it though. I mean, I see you're passionate about it, but I'm going to let him explain.
Okay, I would best describe it as like Captain D's is the knockoff wannabe generic black label white can version of Long John Silver's.
Okay.
It's not the same. Every time I've been to Captain D's, it's all soggy and you know, just a sad excuse for seafood.
But
not cooked with love. And then you've got Long John Silver's, the fish is crispy and crunchy, and you got all the little crunchies in the basket and...
So
it's like a little taste of heaven every time I go there.
What's your favorite thing to order at Captain D's?
I like.
What's your go-to?
Captain D's?
There's this. I don't.
Long John Silver's. Let me start over. What's your go-to at Long John Silver's?
At Long John Silver's is the meal where it has two planks of fish, one plank of chicken, the fries, two hush puppies, and a drink.
And it doesn't disturb you at all that these are sold by plank.
No.
What is a plank? I mean, I know where the filet is.
It's a little perfectly diamond-shaped piece of fish.
It's from the diamond section of the fish.
That's right. It's from the diamond district. Nice. Okay. Well, I mean, that's fair enough.
Oh, I love it. I'm hungry for it now.
Yeah, I need to go to Denver.
Road trip.
Yeah, let's all go to Denver.
Wow. There's a Long John Silver's here in town, isn't there?
No,
there isn't. They closed them all.
All of them?
All of them.
Really?
They burned them down and spit in the ashes.
Burned them down. Yeah, and there I was, dancing and pissing all over the ashes. You know why? Just hate them.
While glaring at Captain D's.
Like your next.
Why couldn't that one burn down and piss on the ashes?
I don't know.
They're still around.
I don't know. Obviously, you know, you love them, but obviously their business model isn't solvent. So that's all I can say. They just seem to go away. Nothing. Nothing. Just like a blank stare. Like, but I love them.
But you know how many restaurants that have not made it in Colorado Springs have made it in elsewhere.
Well, there's a very, very great little chain called Genghis Grill, and we've talked about this before. And it failed miserably in Denver, but it's thriving in, of all places, Grand Junction, Colorado.
There you go.
It's amazing to me how. Something that good, and they do it very well, cannot survive in a place like Denver. Now, obviously, the competition for the restaurant dollar in Denver is huge.
According to their website, they have gone to mostly small markets.
It seems to be their plan, but you would think that concept would be not very well received in the smaller markets.
Sparks, Reno?
People would be afraid. Apparently is that not. Stereotypical? To think that people that live in a smaller town are just ignorant. My God, they got the meat is raw. It's not even cooked yet. You got to give it to the dude with the sticks, and then they cook it there. Boy, I don't know. That freaks me out. Of course, you don't like to handle raw chicken.
So
the thought of raw chicken, people, freaks calling out. Nightmares. He would have nightmares about handling raw chicken.
Oh, speaking of Mongolian grills, the latest place I went to, they had seafood. in mm-hmm. addition to
yeah.
Your beef, lamb,
yeah.
chicken.
Genghis Grill has yeah. shrimp and scallops yeah. And egg. I love egg.
I didn't see egg.
Yeah, they. Well, that's the great thing. You know, go to again. You come over to Grand Junction with me. Play
not
golf.
Going to Grand Junction.
Fine. You know what? You'll go all the way to Vancouver, but you won't go to Grand Junction. It's in this state.
Because he hates you.
I know. It has no, to be. That has
I don't
to
like
be
road
it.
Trips. Road.
But he goes to me.
They have an airport. If you want, for fuck's sake, we can fly a tiny little plane across the mountains into Walker Field in Grand Junction.
Oh, no.
It's right on Horizon Drive. I know how to get to the place from there.
The only way I'm going to go to Grand Junction is on the way to Vegas.
Okay, we'll go to Vegas. I know, he's like, stop talking, please.
Yeah.
So, once around the room, Colin, what was your favorite fast food? Because did you ever answer?
Well, I said I like the breakfast tacos at La Casita.
Yeah. Anything else? You have a go-to?
Not really.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that's nearest to us that we go to.
Popeyes. Usually. You like Popeyes?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Wow. This is like pulling teeth.
Isn't it?
So, Heather, you've got a go-to. I know you have a go-to. What's your go-to fast food?
Jack in the Box.
Yeah. But what do you order?
The Ultimate Burger yeah. and the curly fries and a yeah. Diet Dr. Pepper.
And a Diet Dr. Pepper. Top it off. Not as many calories with the Diet Dr.
Well,
Pepper.
No, it just...
Let's get
just,
the burger that has... Let's get, that, got, let's get the burger with two slices oh. of cheese and two patties on a bun with this onion mayo sauce and then these curly fries. Oh, and a diet drink.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. You know how they have the...
No, I mean, I do the same
they
thing.
They have the big, giant posters as you come around, you know, like, oh, it's not too late. You can still order this.
Well, it's... Yeah.
And it's the Diet Dr. Pepper, and it looks so refreshing and so yummy, and so that's why I do it.
Right. Ray, what's your go-to on fast food?
Go-to?
Like, say you're driving in.
In town. If it's in town, it's Del Taco.
Okay. What do you get at Del Taco?
Fish tacos.
Fish tacos. Why are you so loyal to this California stuff? You were born here.
I like fish tacos.
And he's a Raiders fan.
Well, you know, that's that whole Asian thing. He's trying to fit in with his fan. Asian brethren.
I'm a Niners fan, but I'm a Raiders fan because I hate the Broncos.
That's just wrong, man. Jesus. Are you kidding me? Where is this?
Bye, Ray.
Sigh. And you've already outlined your go-to.
But well, like, I can't go-to. Like, it's up
right. But like,
miles
so,
away.
So you live in the bustling metropolis of Pueblo.
Oh, yes.
That actually, though, Pueblo has some interesting choices. In,
yeah.
I mean, there's stuff that they have, like Sonny's Donuts that failed up here. But shout out to Norm. So what's your go-to fast food? Like you're driving in, well, then again, you get to travel a lot for work.
Yeah, but it's still in Pueblo. There's actually this little Mexican place called Adolfo's. I love their breakfast burritos there.
Adolfo's.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, so in fact, good. I passed it.
That
I
or
think
Sonic.
I've been there.
Yeah, Sonic. What do you get at Sonic?
Same thing every time. The number one cheeseburger with mayo and chili cheese tater tots. Yeah.
Chili cheese tater tots.
It's a bag of heart arrhythmia, but it's yummy.
My go-to for fast food, and it's probably not a surprise, is to go to Taco Bell and to get the beef Mexi melt with extra sour cream because they put it in the little thing and they heat it up and then they have to put the sour cream on right at the tail end. So the sour cream kind of stays cold and everything else around it is like all hot and then it like just spooges out of there.
It's spooge.
The spooge.
Yes, yes. It's okay. That, yeah, it's that hot, cold thing. Well, remember years ago with McDonald's, they had the McDLT,
yes.
And yeah. They would serve you the warm patty on one side and the cold stuff on the other side, and it was
you
your
to
responsibility
yeah.
to put that shit together.
Your
and they had like a whole ad campaign to show people that, no, we haven't forgotten. You have to marry the two so that the fucking lettuce doesn't get soggy. Oh, thanks, McDonald's. Thanks for helping me out. But yeah, no, there's like places that I don't like Wendy's. Not a huge fan of Wendy's.
I like Wendy's.
Do you?
I do. I like their fries and their nuggets.
Mm. I like Wendy's.
I like the nuggets when I was like 12.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't like McDonald's.
I hate McDonald's. You know, I hate McDonald's on principle, A, because the food is terrible, and B, because they're advertising, I don't know, it's smarmy. They like to believe, or they would love you to believe that they are the originators of everything. It's like when they came out with that Southern chicken sandwich. they had their whole ad campaign consisted of people going, finally, like, oh my God, I would never eat anywhere but McDonald's because I'm so stupid. I would never look around and find a Chick-fil-A. Huh. It's got pickles on it. Who would think of that? I don't know. Truett Cathy in the 60s. Fucking me.
However, one item from McDonald's, they have it once a year, maybe.
The McRib.
Thank you.
You love the McRib.
I love the McRib.
I know. Chopped and formed pork patty to
Formed.
It is formed, and it's disgusting.
Have you tried putting it in a taco? Because you seem to really like the tacos. A McRib taco.
A rib taco.
Maybe I should try that one of these days.
Yeah, just say, can I, instead of a bun, can I have that wrapped in a tortilla, please?
There you go.
I'll bet they would consider it. That's one of the things. You pull up to McDonald's now, and I'll go to McDonald's maybe once a year, and it has to be like a true emergency, and it's usually only for breakfast. And I love how you drive up now and they say, what can I make for you today? You personally are going to make me something? Holy shit. What the fuck can you make? Are you kidding me? I hate McDonald's. You know, I hate Burger King too, because Burger King's food's just bad, but at least their advertising is good.
They're selling ribs now, speaking of which.
Really?
Yes.
Are they formed?
Yeah, are they formed?
I have no idea. I've yet to go, but they are selling ribs, whole ribs.
Who was it that was doing... Oh, that's right. Taco Bell was doing fish tacos.
Yeah. Ooh, well,
no. I think that failed miserably.
Yeah, at this altitude, I will not eat a fish taco. I'm sorry.
It was expensive, too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. And it was like shrimp. It was a shrimp taco.
Yeah.
Woo. Ooh. You're looking around like you missed that.
I must have.
Yeah. It was short. It was
really
short.
It's about a month.
Well, maybe we were like a test market or something.
Well, that could be. That could be. And remember in the 90s when they came out with the Olestra? There were three test markets, and one of them happened to be Grand Junction, Colorado. And so we were going over there for a family reunion anyway. So I stopped at the city market, and I bought every Olestra bag of chips that they had. And I decided to see how many I'd have to eat before I had all those nasty side effects.
Well,
two or three bags worth, man.
Oh, man.
And the problem was, it didn't happen immediately. Well, actually,
then
the funniest,
it happened for a long time.
Yes, unfortunately. Well, the funniest part about it was, as we were driving over Vail Pass, like half the bags popped from the change in altitude pressure. It was just like the guns started going off. Pop, 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 pop. I was like, holy fuck.
Your stomach exploded.
Well, eventually that happened. But the problem was it didn't happen immediately. And so I was emboldened by these results. And I just started eating and eating and eating. And I just kept eating these bags of chips until finally everything went wrong. And, you know, it's just when you've ingested that much synthetic fat, it has to go somewhere.
I wish you had like a podcast of that.
That was, that was years before podcasts even existed.
That would have been incredible to hear.
Probably 1995, maybe 96, but so in moderation with the Olestra. It's tip for me to you. Learn. Yes, they do, actually. I don't know if they've tweaked the formula, but you can get fat-free Pringles that are made with Olestra.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not as much the Frito-Lay products anymore. But yeah, you can get the Pringles are made with Olestra, and they're not as drastic as far as side effects.
That you know of.
No, I've eat them. I eat them.
Yeah, but not enough. Probably.
I buy them, I eat them. I eat a can at a time. I'm good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong. Nothing, as Jason on the softball team used to say, nothing hurt. So we've been talking about fast food on the big show today. Colin didn't really
Qdoba.
Thank you. Holy
Christ. The outro music plays.
Holy Christ. Yeah, let me start this shit over because we got some time. I love Qdoba. Yes. And you know, their new Kraft 2 menu is almost perfect as far as portion size. Love the Qdoba. Please tell me what's your go-to at Qdoba. I think I know, and well, I think I don't like it, but go.
You don't like it?
I don't like their queso.
No, actually, that's not my good. I almost never have the queso.
To have that a lot. So you obviously grew out of that. What's your favorite thing at Qdoba?
Well, usually it varies between the chicken, the steak, or the pork.
Yeah, but what? What do you get?
Chicken, steak, or pork? Are you not listening to me?
They have burritos. They have quesadillas.
Burritos.
They have Jesus fucking Christ.
Burritos.
Okay, so around the room, Qdoba.
Oh yeah, I like it.
Qdoba.
Yes.
Qdoba.
More Chipotle over here.
I like them both. I like them both, but I think Qdoba has the better selection. We've been talking fast food. On the show today, I'm Derek Knight from SetUpCheese.com. Colin Burton finally came through from FizzleandPop.com. Thank you very much.
Hey, you bet.
For being here. Heather from Matted Spam joined us.
Buck Montrose.
Ray Louie, who just loves to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Ozan from RedRoomRadio.com.
Word.
Joined us. Not looking too bad. I mean, you know, the laying off
Thank
the
you.
Booze, you know. Gives it's like you're, you know, I could look at your eyes and see there's like, you know, you're a little more alert.
That's a good thing. It's a good facade it's, I got going is. On here.
Yeah. So thank you very much for joining us. We will be back again with more talk of food or maybe a music show next week.